Rome is the home of hundreds of martyrs. During the period of persecution in the first three centuries of the church, the seat of the Roman Empire often had the most extensive attacks against Christians. But in the city of Rome, one name stands out, Lawrence the Deacon.
Lawrence was so much loved and appreciated because of his love for the poor.
Olaf Brandt of Vatican Radio's Scandinavian section also works at the Swedish Institute for Classical Studies. He's helping with the excavation of the Church of St. Lawrence in Lucina, where the grill on which St. Lawrence was supposedly burned alive is kept.
He was in charge of the social activities of the church, and the legend has it that when the persecutions menaced the Roman church in the year 258, he distributed all the money of the church to the poor. And this was a kind of witness about the social aspects of the gospel, which was so strongly felt among the Roman Christians, that some early Christian writers even said that he contributed to the Christianization of Rome in a very, very important way.
Of the famous ancient station churches in Rome, four bear the name of Lawrence. The most important of these is the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls, where the saint is buried.
His tomb was so venerated in the Middle Ages that it was left there because almost all the other tombs of the martyrs and saints outside the city were opened in the Middle Ages, and the relics were brought into churches inside the city walls. But not his tomb, because it was so venerated, it was object of so many pilgrimages in the Middle Ages that there was no need to protect his relics in this way. His tomb is still today the center, the focus of a very, very beautiful church, which is the result of reconstructions during a period of almost 1,000 years. So that's the best way to appreciate him, and not only to venerate him, but also to enter in this pilgrimage through the ages.
St. Lawrence still serves as a model for deacons today, charged with serving and protecting the poor, the treasure of the church. I'm Charles Collins.